Winterfest was the first Friday event of the year. It was the second annual Winterfest and took place in downtown Statesboro on Friday, February 2 from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Admission was free and open to the public. Main Street Statesboro hosted Winterfest, having different attractions available which catered to adults and children. B.J. McKellar, owner of Borrow the Hatchet, gives a demonstration for how to throw an axe. Several vendors and features were present to the event, such as Borrow the Hatchet, picketed above. A s'mores station also provided a sweet treat and activity for locals of all ages. Live music was also performed by Dan Larkin and Friends, Stephen Jones at Vino 1910, and Braylon Brown and Juliet Muldrew at the Poorhouse Pub's Sneak Peek Open House downtown. Braylon Brown and Juliet Muldrew perform live music at Poorhouse Pub in downtown Statesboro during Winterfest. Stephen Jones performing live music at Vino 1910. Fix It Friday also took place during Winterfest on West Main Street. During Winterfest, the featured fix was sweater repair. This month's Fix It Friday took place in the alleyway between Frills by Scott and L.A. Waters Furniture at 8W Main Street. Betty Franklin is our number one sweater fixer. She found me at a repair cafe at the Main Street Farmers Market and volunteered to do sweater fixing for us at one of our Fix It Fridays. She and the Statesboro Stitches team are here fixing sweaters tonight. Lissa Liege, chair of the Greenerboro Commission and professor of biology at Georgia Southern. Quotes from some of the organizers. We're really excited because this is our second annual Winterfest. We have worked in collaboration with A.J. Jetwani with Tandoor and Tap, and Michael Blackman with Vino 1910 and Vandy's Barbecue. This year we had double the crowd and it's been fantastic. We're on West Main Street for Winterfest and it allows the locals to explore this area of shops in downtown Statesboro tonight. Elena McClendon, office manager at Main Street Statesboro. Thank you to the community for coming out to support us again at the second annual Winterfest. What a great turnout. We hope to keep these events going for the years to come. A.J. Jetwani, owner of Tandoor and Tap. For more information on First Friday event sponsors, read Grice Connect's Winterfest preview article here.